Anubhuti, dear?
What's that?
Oh, Anubhuti, dear, I like no...
Wait a minute, Frank.
Yes, Mom?
I know you're glad to have me back, but don't call me Anubhuti, dear.
Uh-huh.
It sounds a trifle girlish.
Yes, Mom.
What is it you want? And don't call me ma'am.
All right. Well, I like knowing if you're having some more grip cases for unpackage, please.
No, I don't think so, Frank. I think you've unpacked everything.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Now let me see. Oh, so you got so.
Anything wrong?
Oh, I don't know, please. Just I like knowing if you ever thinking about a Frank Watanabe, that I mean, you know, when you was just in England just now.
Why, yes, Frank, I thought about you often, and I missed you tremendously.
Oh, thank you. But no good.
What's no good?
Well, what are the usually English customary for a very, very high-toned English gentleman like you to did when he arriving backward to the place he used to was where it is to having one very, very delicious servant? What, please?
Do I get 50 points if I answer correctly?
Oh, no. Oh. So do you bring me a nice present from England, huh, is it?
Oh, a present, so that's what you're driving at, is it?
Oh, thank you.
Why, yes, Frank, naturally, of course, I brought you a present from England. I'm glad you reminded me.
Oh, yes, well.
How stupid of me.
Oh, stupid, yeah, well, so what do you bring, please?
Yes, what did I bring?
Oh, yes.
Well, you've done all my unpacking. What do you like best amongst the things you've seen?
Let me see, among those things which I unpacking, I imagine I liking...
Well, come along, see if you can guess it.
Yes, Mom, but I not like to being a hog fellow, you know.
Oh, no, don't be hoggish, Frank, but speak up.
Yes, so I will speak up. Well, between them articles which I unpacking, I like to having those two imported shootguns, and the second, I like to having those beautiful silver cup which you winning on the horse polo tournament. Next, I like to having those deliciously red coat.
Wait a minute. I think the simpler way would be for you to take everything I've got and give me back what you don't want.
But don't I telling you I not like to being a hog, you know?
Well, then stop making noises like a little pig.
Oh, oh.
Asking for my two shotguns, my greener ejectors. What did you do with my two shotguns?
Shooting same for rabbits to my uncle's farm, please.
Shooting rabbits on your uncle's farm. Why, you're so near-sighted, you couldn't even hit the side of your uncle's barn.
I don't know, please.
You do know, please, Frank. Three times you've been duck-shooting with me. Once you blew a hole in the bottom of the boat, the second time you shot my hat to pieces, and the third time, thinking that you saw a flock of ducks, you fired a two-barreled broadside, which blew me out of the blind,
whoa,
and decapitated my entire fleet of hand-painted decoys. Decoys that cost me 7 and 8 pence 3 farthings each.
That much costing, please?
And now you have the impudence to ask for my shotgun.
Oh, all right. We just letting those shotgun pass by.
Yes, and while you're at it, you can let my silver polo trophy pass by. A cup presented to me by the Maharaja of Sacapatunia.
Oh, heaven's sake.
And what would you do with my red hunting coat if you had it? Start a pack of foxhounds on your uncle's farm? Rush round on a horse, shouting yoinks, tally-ho, and riding down a watermelon?
Oh, what matter?
Those things are not suitable for you, Frank. You don't want them. You're not the type.
Oh, is it?
Yes. What?
Yes.
I'll tell you what you want.
Oh, is that so?
I'm surprised you didn't guess it at once. Here, now, wait a minute. Here's your present in this box.
Oh, so, have you got it?
Of course I've got it. It is especially for you. A real English pearl gray bowler hat.
Oh, for holy sakes of Moses. Do you bring same for me, I inquisitate?
Absolutely, Frank. When I saw that hat at a shop window in Bond Street, I stopped dead and I said to myself, that's Frank.
Me?
Yes. I rushed in, bought it, and here it is.
Oh, thank you. Much obliged. Can having the box also?
Of course. Certainly, Frank. The box goes with it.
Oh, so now let me see. I must glimpsing at the panorama of my face under those hat. Excuse, please. I like poke my personality in the front side mirror, you know.
All right.
I'll do it looking, please.
Great Scott. It's covering your face like a diver's helmet. Even your ears and spectacles are inside.
Anubhuti, I got the sensation that this one derby hat are very too big for me, you know.
Yes, I'm afraid I made a mistake in the size.
Uh-huh. Let me look, see inside those hat, what size he are. Oh, so, heaven's sake. Initials inside are speaking AC. Them not my initials, please. IIFW. Oh, who done it?
Yes, they should have been taken out. They appear to be my initials.
Are that your dandruff also?
It isn't dandruff. It's specks of something.
Oh, something wrong here.
There's nothing wrong. The fact is, Frank, I broke the hat in for you.
Huh.
I wore it at Ascot, I think a day or two at Wimbledon, a few hours at Lord's, and I broke it in thoroughly for you at the Dublin Horse Show.
Uh-huh. Well, better you breaking it in a little more, because it are too wild for me yet.
All right, Frank.
All right.
I'll tell you what, you can have three of my very best ties, pick them where you like.
Oh, well, that seems fair. Well, yes, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, hark up. There are the doorbell croaking, Irish Snort.
Yes, well, it isn't the doorbell. Our telephone must have asthma.
Oh, yes. Just 1 second, please. Watanabe, you're advancing and bouncing in steps.
Bouncing in steps. Why don't you try advancing on fallen arches for a change?
What do you say, please?
Oh, never mind. See who it is. Probably the typewriter man.
All right. Oh, so hello, please, Mr. Hipperwater. On your bon arches, it's Mr. Hipperwater.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I brush you to one side. Archie boy, Archie.
Oh, hello, Hipperwater.
Yes, hello, you know.
Hello again.
Hello, yes. Archie, I was forced to come over here. My wife is furious. She's at sixes and sevens.
Well, what's the matter with her? What have you been doing?
Oh, not what I've been doing, Archie. It's what you've been doing, sir.
But I haven't been doing anything. Why, since I've been back, I haven't even seen your wife.
Yes, but Archie boy, it appears that you have committed the gravest offense against a well-meaning woman.
What is all this, Hipplewater?
What is it? Hard Bodkins, you have stolen our cook.
I haven't stolen your cook. I haven't got anybody here but Watanabe.
And he, sir, is our cook.
Watanabe is your cook?
Yes, he's been in our employ for some 3 months now. But on the day of your arrival from Europe, he walked out of our palatial residence and has not returned since.
Is that so, Frank?
Yes, ma'am, but you see,
I'm amazed. I'd no idea. But in any case, Hipperwater, surely after Frank being with me for about 5 years, it's only natural for him to return to me, isn't it?
That's one viewpoint, sir. But when you left this grand and glorious state, this land of the orange, lemon, and grapefruit, a state, sir, that I am proud to say I represent in the legislature, I feel that...
Hipplewater, wait a minute, this blithering about. Where are we going now? What is it?
Well, I say this, sir. When you left this state, this grand state, for England about 2 years ago, you abandoned little Frank Watanabe here, this poor little defenseless fellow. Yes, you left him floundering, and we, the warm-hearted Hipplewaters, picked him up and gave him lovely employment.
Now, excuse, please, but...
You mind your own business, Frank.
And now you have stolen him from us in a very unethical manner.
I have not stolen him from you, Hipplewater, and I did not leave him floundering. Frank has been receiving a check from me every month, and it was always understood between us that he would return to me, naturally, when I got back to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, when did you pick him up?
Well, sir, it was 3 months ago.
3 months, I see. Then where was he floundering for the other 21 months?
Well, I must take a little time out to gulp. I can see the point there, but the fact remains that you literally stole him from us, Archie boy, in a very rotten manner, sir.
Not...
And my wife, my Dovekins, whom I call my little pigeon, is furious.
Well, I don't care what your Dovekins or your pigeon is. I have prior claim. Frank is here, back with me, and here he jolly well remains.
He does not remain. We have a verbal contract with him for 26 weeks with options.
Oh, Hipplewater, don't be a silly ass. It isn't a matter of contract. It's a matter of human nature. Frank has very naturally come back to me. You saw him here the day I arrived. Why didn't you mention it then?
I thought he had come here merely to assist you with your luggage. And you will recall, sir, I did say, ah, I see you have Watanabe here. And what did you say?
Oh, I don't know. I probably said, oh, or something.
Mm-hmm. However, does Watanabe return to me to my residence or not?
Most decidedly not.
Then you will be held responsible for my wife's health.
What in the world has your wife's health to do with it?
Well, sir, not until we engage Watanabe as cook has my wife been able to eat vegetables without getting severe indigestion.
Good heavens.
So if you keep Watanabe from us, you can always consider yourself a pain in my wife's stomach.
And you can consider yourself, as you always have been, a pain in my neck.
Now, excuse, please.
Frank, will you shut up?
Oh.
I feel a direct method coming on me. I reach for Watanabe to drag him home. I reach.
You do not, if what I'm going to hold on to.
You won't.
Me, I will.
You won't.
No.
Give me him.
Come
I'll
here,
take him.
Confound it.
Oh, good. Watch my...
Wait a minute.
Oh, pulling it.
Wait
oh,
a minute.
I'm escaping.
Yes,
oh.
Frank. Frank, what do you think about this? Why don't you say something, huh?
Yes, all right. Well, it seems I'm not the right to having my coat and shirtwear yanked to pieces. Oh, why are you bouncing me forth, back, and back forth? Are I a tennis match? Are I a shuttle pong? Are I a bad ping-ming?
Oh,
are
shut up, Frank. You're mixing up bad ping and pingmington. I mean cock-pong and bad pong shuttle. Oh, bother!
Odds, Bodkins, you're going mad, aren't you, boy? Yes, you're a lunatic. Let me get out of here.